All right, straight to the people. I promise we'll catch up on ticket techs, but a lot of people want to talk, and we've left it open-ended. I mean, guys, we try our best to, like, be creative with stuff and give you what's going on, but it truly is the dead wings thus far. No buyouts, no trades. Noah Dobson got traded today for what is the equivalent, and maybe the Hockeynistas or Kenny will shred me on this. The Honors got picked 16 and 17 in Montreal's version of Jonathan Berggren. I mean, that's just... Kenny, if you don't like that comp, yell at me.
No, it's totally fine, and it was totally doable for this team to do.
I mean, it would have been a nothing burger. And I just said this to Kenny, Rico. Like, you would have signed Dobson to 9.5, and Sider's sitting there in the H. You cost average it out. It's about an 8.5 AAV for two of the top 20 defensemen in the sport. Now, what's more important than a great goalie? Having a solid defensive core.
Yeah.
And here's the other thing. Evanson would have a partner, and Pelika would have a partner. You got veterans that are established and really good at what they do to shepherd the young guys along, mix and match, power play, PK. Your top four defensemen would be lights out.
Yeah, especially without that goalie. You're playing goalie roulette every game, so yes.
The fact is, teams in your own division are getting better, and you're doing nothing. Now, it can be fixed. I'm not writing the offseason off. But when you're – this is what – I can't believe I'm using this word again. Irks. I'm irked. Irked. It irks me.
You're irked?
Irked.
Okay.
I get irked. Lasers. When general managers don't use all the levers they have at their disposal to optimize their roster. Buyouts are one. Wings haven't done it. Trades are another. Wings haven't done it. And free agency is the last piece. The Wings have shown no ability to do it. Other teams are getting better. And look, there's a thought process tonight. Columbus is going to deal that pick for immediate help. Pick 14, the one right after you. So we've asked the question, what's your reaction to the Dobson thing? I'm not mad if you don't want him. Or maybe you just would rather put your eggs in a different basket. But the Dobson thing, also tonight. I mean, does anyone in the world want them using pick 13 tonight?
No.
I don't.
But see, I think this is why you're irked. And I think a lot of fans are irked because...
Kenny's irked.
You want... something different, but you feel like you're setting yourself up for the crash and burn. You feel like you're waiting for something to happen that you know deep down probably won't, but you're holding out hope because there's time and things and stuff and maybe.
Yeah, no. No, I'm sorry.
No, but I think that's why a lot of people are.
Yeah, and that's
because
that's cool.
It's like you want this to happen. You see how it can happen, but I think deep down a part of you knows. But nothing will happen.
Right. And again, if we're sitting here a week from now and you've signed Aaron Ekblad and you've traded for Jason Robertson, it's a totally different vibe in this town.
Absolutely.
Because but I can't bank on what might happen.
No, right. Your expectations would have been exceeded because now you've actually seen it happen.
And pick 13 would be a part of something like that. So I don't understand using pick 13 tonight. You want to weaponize that pick the same way Montreal did. Like, that's my issue. It doesn't feel like the Wings are trying. And I know that that's highly insulting, and I don't mean it to be. It doesn't feel like there's an urgency.
No, because you haven't seen any results. You haven't seen anything. It's just a lot of speculation. Not even speculation. It's nothing. It's silence. And I think that's what the other frustrating part. What irks you?
Irked. Let's go to Owen. 97-1. What's up, Owen?
Yeah, all right. So, pretty simple. If we pick at 13, I'm done. I give up.
Oh my!
I still see Keandre Miller. I still see Bo and Byram out there. Do I think we'll do anything? No. It's Yzerman. Yzerman was great, you know, back when he played. But you look at it's been brought up before. You look at the Lightning. They didn't actually win the Stanley Cup until he was gone. He set up a good prospect pool, but they didn't actually do anything until after.
Okay, but, he got to give him credit. He did a really nice job down there. All right, but it, you know what?
He did a good job.
But Owen, it's like saying Phil Jackson did a good job with the Lakers and Bulls. He did a terrible job with the Knicks. And it's okay to say it. It's about now. It's who you are now. Yeah. And essentially, Yzerman is Phil Jackson falling asleep on a city bus.
Yeah. And listen, he still has the opportunity to do something. He still has an Aaron Ekblad. He still has a Keandre Miller and a Bowen Byram out there. He could get two out of the three. I'll go see a game or two. I couldn't care if he does that. But if he don't do any of that, I'm done. Well, I don't care.
No, and Owen, that's okay. Like I'm not mad at the opinion in the least. It's something where what you do has to matter, mm-hmm. and there has to be results. And like if you're driving from your job today, you know damn well as you're driving down the road listening to this show, you're held accountable at work, whether it's quarterly budgets, monthly budgets, whether it's the amount of calls you need to make, whether it's the client relationships, you're held accountable. I think we lose this sense of reality that these sports figures somehow shouldn't have that same accountability. That's a joke. That's laughable.
I understand his point, though, of saying I'm done, because I feel like there's going to be a lot of fans lost if nothing happens this offseason and they proceed to not make the playoffs again. If that's the case, I feel like a lot of people are going to be like, you know what? This is worse than the Dead Wings. This is worse than the Dead Wings by a lot. I can't keep emotionally subjecting myself to that this fall, especially when the Lions are playing.
Yeah, you're not ready to be hurt again. I think it's kind of like a lot of fans are drawing the line saying, I don't want to do this anymore.
Let's go to Joey, 97.1. Joey, what's going on, buddy?
How's it going, Mikey?
What's
Kenny,
up?
Ricky?
How are you, sir?
I want you guys to prove me wrong.
Okay.
Okay. I don't know much about the draft. I don't know much about trading.
Sure.
You know, I've been a Red Wings fan since Probert days. Barely. But we have our forwards. We have our defensemen. We're three lines deep. We need a superstar goalie. So change my mind.
I'm not going
to. Can we get one, and how can we get one, if it's possible?
There's your problem. Superstar goalies rarely get moved. Anytime a goalie turns into a superstar and they were available, they were probably had holes in their game. Like, look, the Bobrovsky thing was a very strange circumstance that he didn't finish his career as a Flyer. And then he had this revival with Florida. But again, you need a quality defensive core if you're going to help your goalie. Very few goalies in the sport can survive, facing 40-plus shots a game, and then we get into the metrics of the high-quality chances. You're not wrong, Joey, but I don't know how they can do it. Kenny and I wanted to get Linus Ullmark last year, and we got made fun of. this team decided we're going to bring in Peter Mrazek. We don't know that Kosa will play or how much he'll play. You're not wrong, but I don't have a pathway to getting a goalie. I'll leave that to Kenny.
Do we have the money?
Yes.
Do we have the leverage?
You have $22 million in cap space. You can do just about whatever you wanted to do. And if this franchise would get off their ass, and either attach picks to players who actually stink, not like Wallman, but like Tarasenko's a $5 million mistake. Andrew Kopp. Hell, at this point, Compher. Hall, who sits next to Jim Costa for most games. Joey, there's an ability to gap $30 million in space if they wanted it. But I don't know who this
Why
goalie
are
they
is. Doing it?
Pair, ready, Joey? Kenny? Why?
That's all we need is
Kenny.
That's what the money's for.
That's right. Joey, I wish I could give you this magical answer, but I don't have this. Again, Anaheim's trying to win now. John Gibson is like this forever linked to the Wings. Is John Gibson the difference? No.
It's John Gibson season, Mike. Don't you know it? It's the offseason. Every offseason, it's John Gibson.
Like, I wish I could tell you we could get Ryan Miller in his prime and I could bring him here for you. That doesn't exist.
Teams with control over their elite goalie typically don't give up their elite goalie.
What about Hellebuck? Right, not available.
Which is why, as you said, you're okay, let's improve the defense. Since you're not going to improve the goalie situation, let's go that route as well.
We're going to get more of the people. Everybody just sit tight, chill out with us on a Friday. We will get to all of your calls. I'll catch up on the ticket text. We got to get some football today in the mix. But what do you want the Wings to do? Noah Dobson is now a Montreal Canadian, and he was essentially given away by the Islanders. Where were you? Is it all about Ekblad? Do you think there's fireworks tonight? We've had people calling in. Nobody wants to use the 13 pick. A line is open if you're brave. Call up and tell me why they should keep the pick.
Oh, they're talking to you now, not me.
Oh, no.
Okay.
No. You'll listen. I'll walk out. 248-539-97.
Well, now they're not going to call.
Then talk to Kenny. He's a lovely person.
Michael, listen if you call.
Okay. 97.1.